What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Remember Country Music Podcast. As usual, I'm Kyle Corbless, and today I'm super excited. Not often, not as often as you may think, do I have someone sitting with me that I've been listening to for, 2022? For at least the last 4 or 5 years, something along those lines. Yeah. So I got Tanner Usram with me today. Dude, thanks for coming to hang out with me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So we're going to dive into a ton here, and we're going to get into this new song, and we're going to get into a little bit about you and kind of what you got going on, your sound and all that. And I just want to start off by, you know, having you open up and just kind of giving everyone a little bit of a backstory about you and kind of who you are as an artist, if they're, you know, new to my show, or if they're, you know, following you and want to know a little bit more about you and all that good stuff.
Yeah, man, I'm just a kid from Prosper, Texas. Grew up singing, not really professionally, but, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years now. Started my solo thing in 2017. Just now starting to get, started in COVID, where we started to get real traction. But yeah, man, it's been a fun ride. Yeah.
So who did you grow up listening to? Like where's your inspirations coming from? I think I could probably guess a couple, but you know, kind of who are those people that you grew up listening to and you said, you know, like, this is cool, and you know, like, this is kind of what I want my life to be like.
Well, man, it started out with like Alan Jackson, obviously, and sure. Brooks and Dunn was my first concert.
That's a sick first concert.
Yeah, and then it, you know, switched to Cross Canadian Ragweed and Whiskey Myers, and also, back then, it was like Michael Jackson, too. I used to dance around to Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just all over the place. But now it's, you know, Whiskey Myers and stuff. And then now it's moved to, like, the Faces and the Stones. And
nice. So, you get a little bit of, like, rock in there, a little bit of, like, that bluesiness rock type deal, with that twang that I like to say, you know, like with Whiskey Myers and like all those guys, right? So, like, I think that's cool because it's just like this big mosh posh of art. Right. But then if you want to go back and pull from like a Brooks and Dunn or an Alan Jackson, like that opportunity is there, because that's, you know, stuff that shaped you, right? So I think that's really cool. And that doesn't surprise me in the slightest bit when it comes to listening to your music. What is the your favorite Michael Jackson song that you used to sing to all the time?
I gotta go with Beat It, man.
I like it. I went through a huge Michael Jackson phase. I'm not really sure.
I had the dance tapes, the choreo, like it was awesome. That's great. Me and my buddy Michael used to do just get put it on the VHS and dance around the living room like crazy people.
That's incredible. That's so awesome. I love Michael Jackson too. I mean, how can you not? The guy's talented as hell. But oh man, that's pretty cool. I love that. My friends always tell this story, and this is a really random side story, but two of my best friends from college are twins, and we lived together all through our college, whatever. And they always tell this story about how their mom sent them to sleepaway camp when they were kids, and they went and there was a talent show, and my one friend's kind of a goofball, and he's like, I'm gonna get up there and be a Michael Jackson impersonator. Did you was that something you practiced as a kid? He's like, no, I just like decided to do it one day, and I guess he just like knows how to move a lot. And he got up there and he did it, and he said that he was there, and all the kids were like, yeah, like they're all hyping him up because he was a little bit older than some of the kids. Like there was a lot of ages there, and they're all hyping him up, and he's just up there just making it all up, but for some reason it just made sense. And it's always the funniest story, because when you meet him, you're just like, there's just no way, because he's the biggest goofball ever. But it's pretty funny. I love that all those inspirations are there and whatever else. And like you said, you were talking about how, you know, kind of in 2020 you started catching some ground a little bit in terms of streams and maybe just playing shows and what you were comfortable with putting out and playing and you have like 50 plus million streams, which is just absolutely a mind-boggling number for you, for someone who's been doing this for 10 years solo since 2017. You look at that number, and what do you think?
Well, it's like we've done it all grassroots, right? So like that's just it's straight up word of mouth, and it's hard work, and
yeah.
So it's people that believe in it, and that's what's crazy to me is that it's been 50 million streams, and you know however many thousands of people that actually believe in this thing for what it is, not because there's a shit ton of money put behind it or whatever. Sure. So that's what's crazy to me, and it's super humbling, and I'm so grateful for it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that's like my favorite part of music, right? Like when I don't remember exactly when I stumbled across your music. It was at some point when I was in college, and it was Beautiful Lies, and you know that whole project, and. Right. So I think that was like 2019. I believe that was about that time.
Yeah. So yeah.
In that range, right? And I remember listening, and that was about the time where I started really focusing on like words and lyrics and you know like the instruments that were being played, but also like if something meant something more than just like a party song, right?
Right.
And I remember like listening to this thing, and I'm like, wow. I have no idea who this guy is. Like I didn't. And that's true. Like I didn't. I mean, I'm some kid from a small town in Northern New Jersey, and I went to school in Connecticut. Why on earth would I cross? I'm not really sure. But right. I was like, man, I don't know who this guy is, but he's incredible. And I want to know more. So, you know, I went ahead and, you know, figured it out and did what I did. And I've been following along ever since, but it's true though. You're 100% correct. It's like, it's like for you, it's not like there was, you know, millions of dollars back and things like that, or even now, right? But you know, it's the words and it's the stuff that people listen to and they really resonate with, and they say, okay, like this is more than just, you know, let's go drink a beer and party.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Which so, there's some of that too sometimes, but
of course,
yeah.
you got to have a happy medium, right? I mean, there's definitely something down the middle, but
right.
That's why I love music, and that's why I love your music, because you're pulling from all these different inspirations and all these different sounds that, you know, I guess now that I'm talking to you, I would never have guessed that you were a huge Michael Jackson, things like that. You know what I mean? So like, it's that's what makes music great. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Totally. 100%. So I want to bring something up here because, I read something that I find awesome, and, your song, The Light, was featured on Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? How does that happen? You know, where does that, like who calls you up and says, cause I've watched Yellowstone. Now, to be fair, I have not watched season 4 yet. Okay. I'm a little bit behind. I'm really bad with watching shows. It's a problem. We know. Okay. But like when someone calls you up and says, hey Tanner, your song is going to be on Yellowstone. Do I have to ask you permission or like,
No. So, I think I was playing Call of Duty or something one night, and I get an email at like midnight from Andrea Forrester, and she's like, hey, we want you to submit this song for Yellowstone season 4. And I freaked out, and it was a bit of a lengthy process, but finally got the call that they were doing it, and it's surreal, you know, because I think I'd called them out like last year, like the year before, and I was like, hey, I tweeted them. I was like, it'd be really cool to have a song on Yellowstone. And then a couple months later, I got that. And
that's sick. That's so cool. I mean, I'd share that with everyone. Like, it doesn't even matter what goes on at this point. You can always be like, the show, hit show. My song, that's me. Like, that's sick. That's sick. Yeah. You might as well go throw a hat on and ride a horse at this point. Like, that's so awesome. I don't know. I just think it's so cool. And I know that Yellowstone's really good about kind of like, and this is from someone who's only through, I guess, like season 1.5. I know it's really bad, but, and I love it. I think it's great. I just, you know, you gotta like really focus your time, and I don't have that. So, but the one thing I think is great is they're really good about pulling artists that are, you know, maybe not normal to people in Northern New Jersey or like things like that. Right. And it really helps kind of broaden that listener.
Yeah, they've definitely helped grow the Texas music scene for sure.
Totally. It, like, isn't Whiskey Myers in Yellowstone too?
They've had a lot of songs on there, and they were in the first season.
Right.
And then Ryan Bingham, of course, you have him playing Walker, and it's cool.
Yeah. So I think that's awesome, and a show that's pretty, you know, nationwide known, you know, even when I go to work every day, right? Like I have like people talking about Yellowstone, and I must admit, like at work, I'm a little bit of an outlier and I keep this whole side of me kind of quiet, but you, right. you have like all these people that I would never have thought be huge Yellowstone fans. So like, and they're listening to their music and they might not even know it, or they might, you don't know. So, I don't know. I think that that's awesome. And the glow and the outreach of that show is pretty cool. And I'm glad that that experience was able to be, happen. And, you know, you were able to do that and, you know, get that song in there. Cause I think it's so
cool. It was a real moment, man.
Yeah, man. I love it. I love it. Let's kind of talk about, this song here, because, it just came out. It's called Take Me Home. It just came out, I guess as a recording last Friday, right? Or
yeah,
this previous Friday. And you've played it out of shows and it's gotten this ridiculous, or in my eyes, a really great, you know, feedback.
Yeah, man, I haven't seen, I don't know, man. I haven't had a song hit like this in a minute, so it's awesome. Of course, I haven't released any new songs in a while. September of last year was when the last time was, but I'm super excited.
Yeah, and you should be. Like, do you put this out when you hear the mastered version of this song, you listen to it and say like, and I don't know, I feel like I've asked you this before, but do you hear it and say, okay, like this is something? Now, that being said, you never actually, like, I'm sure with everything you listen to, you're like this is great, or you wouldn't put it out. But did something feel different about this one?
I'm feeling different about a lot of this. Yeah, we've been working on some new stuff, and I'm feeling real different about all of it. But this one, it just struck a different chord with me. And I've been on the road I've been hitting it hard for a year and a half, 2 years now, and it's about finding that balance between home and the road. And
sure. So talk about it. Where did it come from? Like how did this song become the song where you said like, I want to put this one out now, and you know, maybe not something else you've been working on? Why?
It was the first one that we got done, and also I just felt like it was just that I kind of just felt it, you know. I felt like it was just the one.
So what is that feeling like? Because I have no idea. People say it all the time, and they just like make it feel like it just makes sense. And this is coming from, like, I'm not musically talented. I can't write music. Right. I don't ever claim to.
But. Part of it was because, you know, that, like I said, it was the first one, so I didn't have anything else to put out.
Yeah.
But then we start working on some more stuff, but this one's already done. So, but sure. Also I was like, this is it. So I don't know. It's just the one
that just made sense.
Yeah.
That's it. I love it. It sometimes it's that easy. And I feel like, you know,
it was a good love song. It was a good summer feel good song.
Yeah.
Granted, summer's over, unfortunately, but still.
Hey,
I think it's a good start.
You're playing these songs out, right? And you're playing this particular song out. And I know that you had a couple of big shows this past weekend, or my days are all different, but this past weekend, maybe the weekend.
Yeah,
And what is the response with this song? And it just feel great to play.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. Like, we played Copeland Dance Hall on Friday, and they got like 30,000 streams before it had even reached 12 hours. And I'm like, dude, this isn't happening.
That's crazy.
And people were already singing it back and screaming about it. It was nuts. And then obviously Green Hall, we sold it out, and people were again singing it back already and jamming to it and already knew it. So yeah, it's nuts.
Is Green Hall like one of those venues that is like a bucket list venue? Is a guy from Texas? I mean, and the fact that you sold it out, you know, must be.
Yeah, for sure. It's the oldest dance hall in Texas. So it's just historic. It's all original. No AC. It's all original hardwood floors, and it's surreal to play it.
See, we don't have places like that by me. So I always look at them. I go, this looks like my type of weekend. Like, this looks fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, granted, I can't cut a rug worth a damn, but you know, it's
neither can I. Don't worry.
I don't know. You listen, all that Michael Jackson talk. I don't know. I think you might be hiding something. I might have a moonwalk in you somewhere, but you just gotta look for it. But yeah. No, that's sick. That is so cool. And the fact that you get to play there, and I, you know, I'm friendly with some other people that have gotten the chance to play there, and it looks like a great place. It looks fun. It looks like, you know, just one of those places that you just get to check off the bucket list one day, and you're just like, yeah, the fact that I got to play here in front of all these people, I just love music, is must be super rewarding.
Oh yeah, the energy there is just it's insane.
Yeah. When you look at a set list, right? Do you look, and I don't know how long your set lists typically are, you know, but do you throw in some? What's the word I'm looking for here? Is there a method to what you're putting in where? Or do you just kind of?
I'm trying to get better about building set lists, but I don't know. I kind of want to come up, you know, you obviously want to come out strong and then bring it down and then ramp it back up. And yeah. That's kind of what we do, you know.
What is your, if you had to pick a one song that you think is going to hype the crowd up and kind of get them excited, what song are you going to play?
Man, we started with The Chain the other day at Green Hall, and that seemed to work. So.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I
think that's the one for a minute.
There you go. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I love it. The tour life is always really interesting to me. And I feel like Texas is kind of like this, the separated area from like the rest of the country in terms of music, right? Because like you can kind of hit all areas of Texas and it take a super long time, right? In terms
you can make a living off of touring in Texas and never leave Texas.
Exactly.
That
part's crazy to me. And I look at, and I mean, it's not that I don't believe it. It's just like for here, like where I live is just the very smallest sliver of Texas. Right. Yeah. So Texas is just so large. And I think it's really cool. I think it's really cool in terms of like, you know, music and the music that's coming through there and who's doing what. And the fact that you can just kind of survive off just staying in Texas is awesome. But are there different parts of Texas in terms of like musical sounds that's, you know, like driving, like is, I can't even give you, I'm not good at geography, but like is Dallas putting out different music than.
Yeah. I think Dallas is, you know, it all changes. Yeah. You have the Lubbock scene, which, you know, Flatland Calvary, Wade Dillon, William Clark Green, and then North Texas, which has Cody West, myself, who else? A lot of people coming out of Tyler, which is east of Dallas, Pecos and Whiskey Myers and Shane. You know, it all differs, I think.
Yeah. I think that's so cool. I really do, because I always go back to this story, and I this is probably like super, I mean, this is a very well-known story, obviously. So it's nothing special, but I always talk about how when people bring up, especially in my area, when it comes to country music, it's not as, I'm weird is what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? Right. So I always tell the story about like Cody Johnson, and like all my friends are, that like kind of listen to country music are kind of like stumbling across Cody Johnson's and you know, people like that. Right. And I'm like, man, like I've been listening to Cody Johnson since I was like,
I was 16. I was like a junior in high school or sophomore in high school. And I was listening to that first record.
I was like, I've been listening to Cody Johnson since I was driving my dad's old Jeep and like, you know, 2014. So it's been a thing for a while, but people don't understand that, you know, Cody made, he was doing an insane amount of work in Texas, and he was living. And, you know, and then obviously he got a little bit larger in life and he decided to branch out, which is, you know, for guys like me is cool because I get to see him up here. But I mean, like people don't get that. And then there's guys like you and Whiskey Myers and all these bands that we're naming, all these guys that we're naming and, you know, it's feasible, like it's possible. And it's not just what that Texas country sound is trying to be. Like, you're definitely a little more rock than I think, like, you're a little more rock than like a Flatland Calvary, you know what I mean? Like, and the one thing too, this is a sidetrack. Someone said once, like, rock and roll ain't dead, it just moved to Texas. I believe that. I believe that.
Who was that?
Corey Kent.
Okay.
Corey Kent said that. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure someone else said it, but that's where I read it from. And I believe that, though. Like, would you say that's true? Like, there's a ton of rock bands in Texas.
Absolutely, man. And like, it's all different kinds too. Like, you got the Dylan Wheelers and the Giovannis and Austin Meads, and then you got people that are old school like me and Whiskey Myers, and it's definitely moved to it's all form of rock and country and all mixed into one. And
yeah, man, that's awesome, because that's stuff I grew up on, so I love it. But so you got some big festivals coming up and some big shows coming up, you know, in the back half of this year, right? I'm not gonna, there's a ton of them, so I won't go through them all because for a while, but one that points out to me is the Born and Raised Festival. Major Skynyrd. That's incredible. And then, you know, obviously, you're going to be with Turnpike and Red, White, and Brewfest with Muscat and Bloodline. I mean, all these festivals are coming up with all of these artists that, you know, I'm sure you listen to as well as just, you know, being friendly and whatever else.
Yeah.
And vice versa. How do you prepare for these festivals? Because, you know, it's a lot of them and probably a pretty short stretch. How do you prepare to get ready for them?
I just go out and do it. We just go out and do what we normally do, man. And have a little bit of chip on our shoulder because, you know, this year we've been the first one usually on festivals. So, because this is really our first year to play festivals. So, we're kind of the new guys on the block in that aspect. So we kind of feel like we got a little bit of something to prove a little bit, you know. We just do what we normally do, man. Just play what we play, and
yeah,
if you like it.
That's right. I love it. Straight into the point, raw and uncut. I like it. So do you
a little bit of
what's the word I'm looking for here? A intimidation factor or like a nerve factor to the point of having that chip on your shoulder and like, you know, kind of trying to prove something? Or do you see it as an opportunity where, you know, you have, you know, all these people in a crowd and you're about to change every single one of their minds about who they're looking at right now?
Yeah, that's the second one for sure. I don't think it's intimidating. It's just, you know, we're just there to play music, man. And tell our story through that. And festivals give us the opportunity to play for people that normally wouldn't play in front of, and I love it. Festivals are probably one of my favorites.
Well, then that's awesome. Then everything I just said, just throw it out the window because you're gonna kick ass. So it doesn't matter. Is there one on that list that you might have highlighted where you're saying, oh, like I'm hyped for this one?
So we played Coke Fest, and then the Red and Brew Fest already happened as well. But Born and Raised, you talked about. I am so excited about that one because obviously Lynyrd Skynyrd is on that list of people that I never thought I'd be opening up for or playing with, sharing the stage with, and we get to play the main stage with them. And my guitar player, Tyler, is super excited about that because that's the reason he started playing guitar. I mean, it's legendary, you know? I'm super stoked for that one for sure.
I got the chance to see Skynyrd probably 2 months ago or something like that. So I grew up loving them and you know, whatever else. And my girlfriend graciously came along with me because, you know, that's what she does. But the two of us were sitting there and, you know, I was like, this is great. You know, just like rock and roll. And it was awesome. And some of the characters sitting around us was the funniest.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I can't wait.
Dude, you had like people my age, like in their, you know, early mid 20s, you know, kind of just hanging around, like loving it, you know, doing the thing. And then you had some dudes that were like definitely like huge, you know, like bike riding, concert, you know, traveling to guys that are probably in their late 60s, early 70s now. And they have like that one like weird old school looking tattoo on their arm and it's just like kind of faded, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there was some incredible characters there and everyone was rocking. Like it was we were on the beach in New York and everyone, it was loud and it was fun. It was
good. Awesome.
Awesome. You should be hyped because it'll be a
I can't wait. That's it'll be definitely be in the crowd for
Yeah, man, it would be awesome. And you're gonna look around and you'll be like, damn, he was right. There's some weird jokers in here. I love this.
Yeah.
But no, it's super exciting. I'm hyped for you. I think that's gonna be awesome. And just kind of, you know, getting out there and getting you know, letting people hear your voice and you know, learn your music. And I think that it's awesome because you know you deserve it. You have a hell of a talent. You know, you're talented among all hell, and you're incredible. So you know, the fact that you get to do that and you know, I get to sit from the outside and watch you do these things is pretty exciting. So congratulations. And you know, I hope you soak up every minute of it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Of course. Tanner, dude, thanks for coming to hang out with me. I appreciate it. I'm hyped to see what you got coming up and just kind of following along with you and, you know, watching your career grow and explode as it has been the past couple of years here. And you know, I'm happy to say that I've been around since, you know, part of the beginning and I'll continue to be that way. So, I'm really excited to see, you know, what you got coming up and what's going to come out and, you know, all the good things. So thank you for coming to hang out with me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Why don't you shout out your social medias and where they can find you and if anyone wants to go and follow along with the tunes and where they can go.
Yeah. It's all under Tanner Usry Music or T Usry Music. I know my website is TannerUsryMusic.com.
That is true. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. And then that's probably the best way to find everything. Merch, Twitter, Facebook, all of it, music.
Guy's got some fire merch. Go buy some.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. but yeah, check out the new single and keep your eyes out and keep your ears peeled for some new stuff down the road.
I love it. Everybody, Take Me Home is out now. Go stream it, go share it with your friends, go do all the good things we say do week in and week out, and just stream the heck out of it because it's incredible. And if you love good music, you'll love this one. I promise you that. Everybody, this is another episode of the Member Country Music Podcast. Remember to rate, subscribe, give us 5 stars if you love the episode, and follow us on Instagram at @RCM_podcast. New episodes come out every Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen, it's there. Do all the good things. Stream it, share it, you know, give us a like. And if you didn't like the episode, don't let me know because I don't want to know. But you know, thank you for streaming and you know, following along each week. I really appreciate it, like I always say. And you know, we're gonna keep on rolling. So that was another episode of the Remember Country Music Podcast. I'm Kyle. That's Tanner. We'll see you next week. Bye bye.